lovers with nothing better to do than sit around the house, get high and watch a tube. And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. They headed down to Pueblo, El Paso. I swear they ran into a great big hassle. Billy Joe shot a man while robbing his castle. Bobby Sue took the money and run.
mother says Sylvia's busy, too busy to come to the phone. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's trying to start a new life of her own. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's happy, so why don't you leave her alone? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. Says Sylvia's packing, she's gone, be leaving today. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's marrying a fella down Galveston way. Sylvia's mother says please don't say nothing to make her start crying and stay. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. Says Sylvia's hurrying, she's catching the 9 o'clock train. Sylvia's mother says take your umbrella, 'cause Sylvia, it's starting to rain. And Sylvia's mother says thank you for calling, and sir, won't you call back again? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes.
We're closed, lady.
My cousin's dropped in.
Lady, I'm mopping up.
What are you mopping with?
What am I mopping with?
What kind of cleanup?
A liquid.
Mix some spick and span.
Spick and span?
Want to get home? It'll put power in the water. Go over where you just cleaned.
But it's clean.
Look, spick and span wouldn't leave all that greasy dirt.
Hey, thanks, lady. If there's anything I could ever do for you.
I have these cousins who dropped in.
Spick and span gets the dirt liquid cleaners leave behind.
What about Pam? You can tell your mother, Harold.
What, Mom?
Her job. Is it working out?
Great, Mother. Just great.
But can she still take care of you?
Just fine, Mom, really.
Forgive me for asking, Harold, but her job, this apartment, so much to take care of. Maybe a maid would help out.
She can handle it, Mom. Pam's a genius.
I could come over, help with the laundry. No trouble. Is that a new shirt?
No, Pam washed it. She used this.
Salvo. It sure seems to do a good job. Oh, and tablets. Looks easy.
Pam says it makes life a little bit simpler.
Salvo.
Relax, Mom. No one takes better care of her husband.
Oh! Hey, you two talking about me. Simple, sure Salvo tablets. Real help for the busy working woman.
No. No. No, no, no. No, I don't like it. No. I don't like it. Yes, it's fantastic. It's just fantastic. Yes, they're beautiful. Yes, I love them.
Socialites, the choosy woman's choice.
Now in the laid-back California town of sunny San Rafael lived a girl named Pearly Sweetcake. You probably knew her well. She was stoned 15 of her 18 years, and her story was widely told that she could smoke 'em faster than anyone could roll. Well, her legend finally reached New York, that Grove Street walk-up flat, where dwelt the Calistoga Kid, a beatnik from the past. He'd been rolling dope since time began. Now he took a cultured toke and said, "Jim, I can roll 'em faster than any chick can smoke." So a note gets sent to San Rafael for the championship of the world. The kid demands a smoke-off. "Well, bring him on," says Pearl. "I'll grind his fingers off his hands. He'll roll until he drops," says Callisto. "I'll smoke that chick till she blows up and pops." So they rent out Yankee Stadium, and the word is quickly spread. Come one, come all, who walk or crawl, tickets just two lids ahead. And from every town and hamlet, over land and sea they speed, the world's greatest dopers with the world's greatest weed. Hashishers from Morocco, hemp smokers from Peru, and the shashniks from Bagun, who smoke the deadly pugaru, and those who call it light of life, and those that call it boo. See the dealers and their ladies wearing turquoise, lace, and leather. See the narcos and the closet smokers puffing all together. From the teenies who smoke legal to the ones who've done some time to the old man who smoked reefer back before it was a crime. And the grand old house that Ruth built is filled with the smokes and cries of 50,000 screaming heads, all stoned out of their minds. And they play the national anthem, and the crowd lets out a roar as the spotlight hits the kid and Pearl, ready for their smoking war. At a table piled up high with grass, as high as a mountain peak, just tops and buds of the rarest flowers, not one stem, branch, or seed. I mean a Maui, Wowie, a Panama Red, Acapulco Gold, Keef from East Afghanistan, and that rare Alaska Cold. And there's sticks from Thailand, Gange from the island, and Bangkok's blooming best, and some of that wet imported shit that capsized off Key West. There's Oaxacan Tops, and Kenya Bang, and Riviera Floors, and that rare Manhattan Silver that grows down the New York sewers. And there's bubbling ice cold lemonade, and sweet grapes by the bunches, and there's Hershey bars and Oreos in case anybody gets the munches. And the Calistoga Kid, he smiles, and Pearly, she just grins, and the drums roll low, and the crowd yells, "Go, go, go!" And the world's first smoke-off begins. Well, the kid, he flicks his fingers once, zap, that first joint roll. Pearl takes one toke with her famous lungs, and whoosh, that roach is cold. Then the kid, he rolls his super bomb that would paralyze a moose, and Pearl takes one mighty hit, and that bomb's defused. And then he rolls three in just 10 seconds, and she smokes him up in nine. And everybody sits back and says, "Hey, this just might take some time." See the blur of flying fingers, see the red coal burning bright, as the night turns into morning, and the morning fades to night. and the autumn turns to summer, and a whole damn year is gone, and the two still sit on that roach-filled stage, smoking and rolling. With trembling hands, he rolls his J's. With fingers blue and stiff, she coughs and stares. With bloodshot gaze and puffs through blistered lips. And as she reaches out her hand for another stick of gold, the kid, he gasps, "Damn it, bitch, there's nothing left to roll." "Nothing left to roll," screams Pearl. "Is this some twisted joke? I didn't come here to fuck around. Man, I come here to smoke." And she reaches across the table and grabs his bony sleeves and crumbles his body between her hands like dried and brittle leaves, flicking out his teeth and bones like useless stems and seeds. And then she rolls him in a zigzag and lights him like a roach. And the fastest man with the fastest hands goes up in a puff of smoke. In the laid-back California town of sunny San Rafael lives a girl named Pearlie Sweetcake. You probably know her well. She'd been stoned 21 of her 24 years, and her story is still widely told, how she still can smoke them faster than any dude can roll. While off in New York City, on a street that has no name, there's the hands of the Calistoga Kid in the Viper Hall of Fame. And underneath his fingers, there's a little golden scroll that says, "Beware of being the roller when there's nothing left to roll."
That's the amazing Shel Silverstein here on Sucking in the 70s with Chris Earle. Before that, we had some 70s commercials, and we had Sylvia's Mother by Dr. Hook, not to be confused with Silvio's mother. She was kind of trashy.
Someday, a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong, they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black,
I say white.
You say bar,
I say bite.
You say shark,
I say him. And George was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
I say Roy.
You say God. Give me a choice.
Say Lord.
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein, or Superman.
All I wanna do is bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my
Your way.
So forget all your duties, oh yeah.
say Wayne.
Hot dog!
I say Cooler Man. I don't wanna be the president of America.
I say Smile.
I say Cheese.
Naughty
egg. I say Please.
Income tax.
I say Jesus. I don't wanna be a candidate for Vietnam or Watergate. 'Cause all I wanna do is
bicycle.
Yeah.
Bicycle.
Bicycle. I want to ride.
Five WMFO Medford.
Mama's got a squeeze box she wears on her chest, but when Daddy comes home, he never gets no rest. Taking the whole damn street, 'cause she's playing all night, and the music's alright. Mama's got a squeeze box, Daddy never sleeps at night. She goes in and out, and in and out, and in and out, and in and out. She's playing all night, and the music's alright. Mama's got a squeeze box, Daddy never sleeps at night. She goes, squeeze me, come on and squeeze me, come on and tease me like you do. I'm so in love with you.
Sucking in the 70s with Chris Earle. I'll give you a little bit of Zeppelin, the biggest artist of the 70s. This is from Zeppelin 1, came out in 69, but it was playing all throughout the 70s. 855-915-WMFO if you want to call in, make a request. I'm here with you till 5 p.m. High atop Curtis Hall. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
playing your game. Drive me insane, trouble's gonna come to you. One of these days, and it won't be long, you look for me, but baby, I'll be gone. This is all I gotta say to you, woman.
Your time is gonna come. Your time is gonna come. Your time is gonna come.
WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, sucking in the 70s here with you, Chris Earle, till 5 p.m.
Saturday night, the bitch Joey Heatherton. Serta's Perfect Sleeper mattress is something great to sleep on. It gives you firmness and comfort. It's the perfect combination. You'll love it.
Now, instead of counting sheep, you can count on a good sleep. Be a perfect sleeper. Buy a perfect sleeper, perfect sleeper. Buy a Serta.
Lockhart, and I've served a lot of fried chicken to my family, but fried chicken can be a little greasy. That's why I'm so happy with Shake and Bake. You shake and bake. No frying, so your chicken comes out crispy, but not greasy like fried chicken. You could really taste the difference. Crispy, but not greasy like fried chicken. Shake and Bake. It's better than frying.
You know what I tried?
What?
Pristine.
Pristine?
Feminine hygiene spray.
Oh, that's right. How do you like it?
I like it. I use it every morning now.
Does it really do anything for you?
Yeah. It lets you feel fresh and it lasts a long time.
You think I'd like it?
Gee, I don't see why not.
Pristine spray mist or soft new Pristine spray powder. They both last a long time.
I regret to announce a Philco sale. Everyone knows in a sale you sell your slow movers. But some genius put our best sellers on sale. This big screen color console, automatic fine tuning, high bright color tube, Philco reliability. You'd pay a lot, right? Well, save your money. It's now on sale for under $480. I think I'm going to be sick.
Bill Bailey may be the luckiest night watchman in the world. For a few hours, he's got Woolworth all to himself. For wandering, browsing, fun shopping. There's always something new. What now? The Magnus Chord Organ. The only musical instrument that anyone can play in minutes. Even Bill, who can't read a note of music, will be playing hundreds of his favorites. Just follow the keyboard numbers. And push the chord buttons here. He's onto it now. You know the whole Bailey family can have fun with this. Hey, what an idea for Bill Jr.'s birthday. At prices as low as $29.95, anyone can be talented. A Magnus organ is really music to your ears, especially on Woolworth's layaway plan.
WMFO Medford.
Amen.
Hey, this is Kate Pearson from the B-52s for Red. Getting drunk is your own business, but when you drive drunk, you make it everybody's business. Don't drink and drive. Be responsible, plan ahead, and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
Public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.